Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start by asking the Chief Budget Officer to walk us through what we've been working on for the last couple of months here.
Mr. Chairman, to start off the evening, I have also advertised, just as a short thing to get out of the way, the Big Piney Joint Powers Board that we have. We've had three Joint Powers Boards in Sublette County. Last year, the Marbleton Joint Powers Board dissolved. The year before, the Pinedale Joint Powers Board dissolved. We still have the Big Piney Joint Powers Board. I advertised for that hearing for them so they can be compliant with their requirements of the Department of Audit, and I advertised that they have $1,933 in their account. I don't know what they're planning on doing, if they're going to use it for anything or if they're going to let the Joint Powers Board continue to operate for a while. They do have a consensus project that's still going. If you recall, a couple years ago we had consensus money for Big Piney, so that is still going, and maybe they're planning something else. But anyway, for purposes here tonight, I'm presenting that budget for public comment consideration. Again, keeps them compliant with the department.
Does anybody have any questions on that Joint Powers Board budget or any comments? Okay, very good.
It's a really big show.
Okay.
There are copies here if anybody wants copies. I just would like to give you an overview of what we have this year. Our total budget for Sublette County, this includes the operating funds as well as the reserve accounts. And our total budget is, for the general fund, is $210,699,626. Our total requirements, now that is including the boards, which would be the library, museum, rec, fire, all those other guys, that's $210,418. So, the highlights of this year's budget, this is a 12 mil budget, which is the maximum we can tax. Our operating budget is about $4.7 million, which is up $500,000 for last year. The general fund budget is about $700,000 less than last year at $210 million. And of course, as I said, this is all the money. This is the operating money as well as reserve accounts. Our cash and revenue is up $2.4 million from last year, which is good. Everything is intact from our budget hearings. So after you had your budget hearings and I went back through with carryovers and revenues and everything, I didn't find it necessary to go back and cut anything. So what you heard in the public in those hearings is intact in the budget, so I didn't change anything. Our fire budget gained a little bit of funding to allow us to reduce their tax requirement because we fought fire last year, so we made a little bit of money fighting fire. They've got some fairly good reserves to take care of replacing equipment, and they're looking forward to a capital construction project down the road a year or two from now. So that's theirs. The significant increases in our budget this year are the commissioners. We have five commissioners for a full year this year. Last year I had five commissioners for a half a year and three commissioners for half a year. So that's up there, that budget about $40,000. Courthouse and maintenance, we've got some maintenance projects, and this is maintenance being the buildings and as opposed to road and bridge, road maintenance. This is buildings, repairs, those kinds of things. Detention is up a little bit because we went into a discussion about replacing doors in the detention center. There are six doors that need to be replaced. We're going to do two of them this year. And if we're going to check the pricing, if we can get a little better pricing and stay in our money, but it's probably two doors is what it is. And those are the big moving doors when you go walking in. If you've ever been into the jail, they're big mechanical doors, and yeah, sometimes they don't work, and they lock you out or lock you in. So, Road and Bridge, our budget there, we've increased our staff from 19 to 24 full-time equivalents. That isn't full-time positions, though. We've allowed 2 full-time equivalents without benefits for part-time staffing. We have equipment money in the budget, and we have projects money in the budget. Equipment's $2.4 million, projects is $5 million. The project list that we had included, which still remains to be seen by the commissioners, not decided. We have an estimate on doing paving on Meadowlark Lane, the repair work that we need to do at Del Creek, Dak Creek because of slides and mud and water and those types of things. Paradise, I think we've got culverts, cattle guards, issues there to repair, and would allow for us to do some contracting for services. So that could be gravel that and some of those types of things. Waste management, our biggest increase that we have there is that we've contracted with Rio Verde Engineering to take care of our DEQ compliance requirements so that we can keep our permit in compliance with state requirements and some of the engineering that needs to be done around the landfill site. It's that time again for us to upgrade that permit and get it in shape. And then last, our ice arena. We had a discussion about that. Our staffing has gone down to 1 person. We did budget in some money to be able to hire someone to serve as a manager there and to take care of that facility. So we have been lucky. We hired a part-time guy that has lots of compressor experience. So we're taking care of our compressor right now and doing, you know, some updating on it, some repairs. So that's kind of the gist of that. Our cash reserve, if you look at the reserve accounts, we have a cash reserve. The purpose of the cash reserve is so that we have cash money to operate from July 1 to November when we start to receive tax money. So we have to have some money on hand because at the end of this time of the year, we have no money this time of the year. So we have $10 million in cash reserve to help us operate until November. Equipment reserve, we have been for many years internally financing our equipment. So our equipment being all of our rolling stock. That's all the road and bridge equipment. That's all the law enforcement vehicles. Any vehicle that rolls has got a reserve account in the budget that we're paying back as equipment reserve. And we've done that for a number of years to be able to have the money available to us when we need to replace equipment or we need to roll a fleet or those kinds of things. So we have the money in hand. And then our depreciation reserve account at the end of all of this is down $2,544,756. That money is the money that it takes to balance this year's budget. That money has come from, we have a budget reserve account. If you look in our depreciation reserve accounts, of a little over $17 million. We started that budget reserve account in 2015 to be able to deal with shortfalls. We have dealt with 54% reduction in assessed value over the last 2 years. We were able not to have to dip last year, but we dipped a little bit this year. The major things of that $2.5 million are $500,000 of that is the cash check we have to write to Encana every spring because we're taking care of that abatement that we put on a 5-year schedule. And $500,000 is just the county general fund payment. There are also payments that go from the library board, the museum board, the rec board, the fire, and the airports.
School district.
And the school districts, and the school districts are big time money compared to what we're doing. Our payment's about what for our yearly payment is probably about $1 million or so.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the school districts are also paying. Well, we passed the special districts, cemetery districts, They're all making payments also.
Back to Encana.
And then Encana payment, so.
What was the total amount of that abatement when it began? Do you remember those figures?
It's like 14 million.
Yeah.
14 million. Yeah. And see, the deal is that typically.
Paying back ExxonMobil, QEP, SWEPI.
Yeah, we've got other abatements too. But the deal with Encana was is that when they sold, they had no assets.
They had no assets in Sublette County, yeah. So we couldn't apply them to future taxes.
Yeah, because future, I mean, and you know how that works. Mm-hmm. It's debits and credits back and forth so that we don't have to pay anybody. But Encana had nothing left that we could debit or credit from, so we have to write checks to take care of that abatement. So, but the good news is, we only got two more years to go after this year, so we're about done. This is year three.
This is year three.
Yeah, this is year three.
The total money has gone out. It's just appalling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, there's that. The 2 million, so roughly that $500,000 is the Encana payment. The other $2 million is the money that actually we've left in Road and Bridge that's up for discussion for projects for equipment. It's there, those decisions were left to be made as they came, as opposed to cut that out of the budget to balance. It's that balancing act. So, let's see, what else do you need to know? I explained how the budget reserve account was started. We started it in 15 with $10 million. In 16, we put $2 million into it, and last year we put $5.2 million. In anticipation for this year, which we expected this year to be significantly worse than last year, we were expecting a 50% reduction, and we ended up only with a 14. So that was pretty good. And we have 19 accounts, which we lovingly call the Betty account. Because we started when Betty was
just
here.
Just make sure they stay there. Okay?
They are. They're
not,
there.
Not being so. Touched.
Yep. So, Mr. Chairman, that's about all I have to present for you. I'm happy to stand for questions. It's kind of the same old stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Appreciate that. Mary.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Mary, how did we come out finally on sales tax?
We were down. We ended up, we estimated that we were going to be $6 million, and we probably ended up, what, about 5.5 maybe?
Maybe. I didn't check it.
I don't think we hit. I think we hit 5, but we barely hit 5.
Barely.
And the estimate that the state had given us was more like $8 or $9 million, which we knew not
and
to go that high.
Typically you underestimate it kind of on purpose. And
right. Yeah, we lowball it just so because we don't want to be really short, but we were short this year.
Yeah.
So, but they're saying our sales tax is supposed to be bigger again next year, so.
Well, you see semi-load after semi-load of pipe coming up the road, yeah. Just one after another, so.
The other thing as far as revenue is concerned also, Mr. Chairman, we had kind of a surprise, our PILT money.
Yeah.
Which PILT is payment in lieu of taxes. That's the money we receive from the feds for the federal land that we don't get taxes for, so like the forest and the BLM land that we have in our county. We get a payment from the feds for that. They had told us that we were going to be about $500,000, and it came in over $900,000. So we had a $400,000 payday with that payment.
Yeah.
The latest on that for the next fiscal year, if something doesn't change, it'll be the same as this year.
That'd be good.
So that'll help some.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
So. But we're probably going to lose SRS completely. Unless something changes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So SRS funding is called Secure Rural School Funding. It started back in the days when Oregon had the issues with the spotted owl and the timber industry. And they put together a program where they would give back subsidy to those counties, those states that had lost the timber industry. We receive a little bit of Secure Rural School money, but our money goes to Road and Bridge, a little bit of it does, and then part of it goes to fire, and part of it goes to search and rescue, and that's what we use to pay for the helicopter, is that Secure Rural School money, so.
Yep, very good. Gentlemen, any questions for our Chief Budget Officer on the budget?
All I have, Mr. Chairman.
Anything, gentlemen? Excellent. I will open the floor for any comments from the public at this time concerning the budget. Go right ahead.
What happened with the, or where did you end up on the road and bridge budget as far as equipment was concerned?
Yeah.
There was a debate over a purchase of a new Caterpillar.
Right.
D8, I believe.
Yeah. So what we have decided on that, we are going to go ahead and fund the road and bridge budget, but that doesn't mean that we're buying those pieces of equipment. Okay. When it comes time for equipment purchase, then the road and bridge superintendent will come and talk to us. But the money is in the budget, but it's not earmarked to be spent.
Same with projects.
Same with projects. Also, that money that went in there, we mentioned, will go toward private contractors that we hire. Gravel, whatever projects we need to hire private industry on to help with. That money is in the road and bridge budget so that it could be used if the occasion presents. Okay. Any further comments?
Yes. If I don't mean to just...
You go right ahead, Betty. We'll get to everybody
else. I was a little concerned,
else.
And I've heard some concerns. The rec department budget seems to be growing.
Okay, I can speak to that. The rec department budget has been cut every year for the last 3 years, 4 years. 4 years. We'll say four. This year it was not cut. It is the same as it was last year. So, yeah, the rec department board budget is not growing. Now, what they spend that money on is their bailiwick.
Just my personal opinion, I think there could be some discussion on some of those items requested, but
sure.
That's for another time when they submit that again. I think the rec budget has grown from maybe where it was intended years ago into
I'll agree with you on that, because I'm going to say maybe 6 years ago that rec board budget was like $2.4 million, and it stands at $300,000 right now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, there must have been some projects in that.
What's that?
The $2.4 million?
Yeah, it was huge. When I first came on board, it was huge.
A lot of it was like bike path projects.
Yeah, bike path projects, okay. Things like that.
Those are huge. Probably needed. I'm not going to argue the merits of those.
Sure.
Because I think they've been a real asset to the county.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Chairman, one other thing as far as the rec board budget is concerned, there's two things in there. There's the rec board. But then, see, we also fund the ice rink out of there, too.
Out of the rec board?
Well, so, but it's funded in other places as well.
No. It's in your general fund, so this is crazy. And it's the same thing with the fairgrounds. So I pay the bills for the ice rink.
Oh, I see. And it's rec.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
I
then
got
it's
it.
Funded through the rec board. So at the end of the year, the rec budget or the rec funding pays the general fund for the ice rink, and we do the same thing with fair. Pays for the fairground.
Very good.
Then that way I can do their bookkeeping and have the audit, and you don't have to have a bookkeeper and all that junk.
Very good. Anything further, Betty?
No,
okay. Thank you. Any further discussion over budget? I assume you're here to go ahead. You look like the spokesperson.
Chairman Nelson, I have a letter I would like to read.
You bet. Please do. Would you mind standing and just introduce yourself to everyone in case someone's not here or someone's here they don't recognize you?
My name is Jennifer Zook, and I'm with Pinedale Preschool. Chairman Nelson and members of the commission, thank you for this opportunity for the public to provide feedback on the proposed budget for Sublette County. As a resident of Sublette County, parent, business owner, and the director of Pinedale Preschool, I have an invested interest in the community, and I appreciate the opportunity Sublette County provides local nonprofits to request funding. Pinedale Preschool has benefited from funding provided from the county, and we are thankful for the generous contribution to our program. The unfortunate factors of early childhood education are the funding requirements associated with providing quality early education experiences. We can disagree on what quality is, and even at the state level, this cannot be defined. Quality is in the eye of the parent, the teacher, the commissioner, and the public, and the list goes on. As the director of Pinedale Preschool, I have my own ideas on quality. Unfortunately, I am unable to offer all these aspects of quality due to funding. I certainly don't stand alone in this, and each program struggles with the same funding issues, and most have to prioritize the top quality factors. When prioritizing what Pinedale Preschool offers, I consider our needs versus our wants. We develop a budget covering our needs first and stretch our remaining funds to cover our wants, remembering that sometimes our wants interfere with our idea of quality. Pinedale Preschool requested a little over $18,000, a request that would help us to cover some of our needs. We would love to request funds that covered our wants, but at the end of the day, we are a business, and perks and frills don't come easy and shouldn't be handed out. This year, we were asked to request less funding than previous years, and it was a request we struggled to meet. Commissioner documents from last year show early care and education organizations were tentatively granted specific amounts. It was only later in more recent county commissioner documents that we realized Pinedale Preschool was only receiving a fraction of what these other organizations received. And also these other entities received more funding than they were even tentatively granted. I don't question the amazing early childhood programs in our town, but I do wonder if we are growing some early childhood programs while only sustaining others. The funding allocated to different early childhood programs has a notable discrepancy, $219,000, $70,000, and $18,000. Obviously, each of these programs offers something different, and it appeals to a different clientele. But could some of these differences be offered in all programs if funding was allocated equally? I challenge you as the commissioners to consider a more level field so we're not growing businesses, but growing healthy children and families. $18,860 covers a portion of our needs, and for this we are grateful. And again, I want to reiterate that I fully support all early childhood programs in our community, but I challenge you to ensure that we are providing the same opportunities for each program to be successful.
Thank you, Mrs. Appreciate that. Any further comment, ladies? Okay, thank you. Mr. Zook, any comments? Okay, thank you. Very good. One thing I will just mention, I understand there is a discrepancy, and you did make mention that there may be some differences between each organization. And we do take that into consideration. In the last years of budget cut, everyone has been cut the same percentage. I mean, so it's a larger percentage than perhaps the other ones were cut. Although I realize that the preschool does not receive near as much as the rest of them. Yeah, I do understand that. Any comments, gentlemen, any questions? No?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just trying to think back through the years. It seems like the amounts funded and requested have never been the same for all the nonprofits. I don't quite understand if we were going to do that, what that would mean. We'd have to take money away from one and give it to one of the others, I guess. I don't quite know how that would work. I guess my question is, how much was requested and how much did we give this year?
Yeah.
And I don't remember making any big cuts.
We didn't. Yeah, it's the same request from last year, and it was granted this year.
Okay.
Also. Any further comments, thoughts, questions? Okay. Gentlemen, anything for our chief budget officer?
I would say that Barry did a good job again this year. I think overall, in terms of looking at our budget, to know that we took $2.5 million out of an account or depreciation account that was earmarked for budget shortfalls is good, knowing that we did not have to use up cash reserves for any other monies. Just to reiterate what was saying, I don't know that we have to do that, but you know, Road and Bridge has the lion's share of a budget, but that also includes, as you stated, equipment as well as projects that we not necessarily have approved or will undertake. It's just a budgetary item, and I think it's important for people to realize that because we did spend a great deal of time with that discussion. So having said that, thank you for a good job.
I'd reiterate that, Mr. Chairman.
I want to thank you for holding my hand through this process and answering the telephone four times a day to answer my questions, because it was a steep learning curve and will continue to be.
True.
But we got, evidently, we got through it.
So we're getting there. Yep. Any further comments? Commissioner Bousman, you wanted to echo that.
I echo those comments.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary, for the budget.
Same.
Yep.
I think the three of us can speak that it was an interesting couple months.
having instituted the budget reserve account 2 years ago, you know, when the money's flowing, you never think it's going to dry up. Yeah, life's good. Life's great. We instituted the budget reserve account, and I figured that I would never see us into that in my tenure. But I'm getting down to the twilight of my service here, and we've dipped into that budget reserve account. I'm glad we got her started. Glad we got the Betty accounts.
But cool. It's going to look up next year.
All indications are we've reached the bottom of the pendulum swing, and perhaps we may start moving up a little bit, if not at least staying the same. Go ahead.
I'd just like to make one general comment.
Okay.
For years now, several years, we've been hearing that the sky was falling and everybody's been running around wringing their hands. And my general comment, I guess, would be to say, just looking at the budget as it stands today, if the sky does fall, there are a lot of areas in this budget that can be cut significantly.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
The amounts of money that are being spent in our county, we all should be very grateful for it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if we have to, we're in good shape.
You bet.
And unlike some other tax entities within our county who never thought that the sky wasn't going to fall for them, and they have been unable to save money and now are in a real bind.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful that we have used this good judgment in protecting the assets we have.
Mm-hmm. And I'll agree with you there. There's still places that we can cut within this budget without going into reserves if it continues to drop. So that's a great deal. One of my personal things that I really wanted to see happen has come to fruition. If money stopped coming in today, we can function for about 5 years. And
used to be we just had enough to do 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mary was telling me stories about the budget that was, $700,000? Wow.
So today, this budget is built on $1.9 million mill.
Mill.
$1.9 million mill?
Yeah, 1.9 million.
Well, that's still good.
Yeah. It's still good when you talk to Niobrara County. And
the first budget that I ever made was $138,000 of mill. So that's the $700,000 budget. Yeah.
Right.
So
it was raining when I first started.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you recall I had a heart attack? You took me to the clinic.
I did take you to the clinic for the first budget. So I didn't tell you guys about
that.
No,
this is
budget. I'm going to take Betty to the clinic.
And that's one of Mary's other duties, is if any of us have a heart attack, she takes us to the clinic.
No mouth to mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Any further comments from the public? We will adjourn this budget hearing. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we will adopt the budget. Okay, thank you. We are adjourned. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that.
You want to close that?
Why is there...